Okay. So question is then, if someone, brahmacharis who are not having children, as it was pointed out, or grihasthas that don't want children, does any of, what relevance is all this discussion for them? So basically the principles that are there, then those apply to any human relationship.
Azok az elvek, amik itt érvényesek, azok minden emberi kapcsolatban érvényesek.
Right. So, otherwise one could ask why, what does, you know, discussions on brahmacharya have to do with grihasthas, or discussions on sannyas have to do with anybody. So, the point is it's the same system.
Másodlomban felmerülhet ez a kérdés, hogyha brahmacharyáról beszélünk, akkor ezt miért nem grihasztáknak hallgatni, vagy ha szanyászról beszélünk, azt miért nem bárkinek hallgatni. A lényeg az, hogy ugyanaz a rendszer.
But, no, it's all right, I forgot that I just kept talking. But there is a difference in application.
De más az alkalmazás.
Whole ideas we're trying to understand the subject matter of Krishna consciousness from different angles. And depending upon those angles, then it gives us a broader understanding. So detail may only, let's say, we're discussing cooking. And we're discussing cooking for the Sunday feast.
És arról beszélünk, hogy a vasárnapi rakomát főzünk.
So the person who cooks for the deities can say, well, this is nothing to do with me, because I only cook small amounts, so this discussion on big amounts is, doesn't apply to me.
Lehet, hogy egy pujári, aki a multiknak főz, azt gondolja, hogy nekem mit érdekel engem ez a megbeszélés, és a kis mennyiségben főzök, ők meg nagy mennyiségű főzésről beszélnek.
But cooking is cooking.
A főzés az főzés.
Right? So in the same way, relationships, how they function, it's the same.
Ugyanígy, ahogy a kapcsolatok működnek, az ugyanaz.
Means the principles.
Az elvek.
Details will be different.
A részletek eltérnek.
Right? Does that make sense?
Ez így érthető? Right.
Two is you also, whatever is the situation, despite our maybe lack of interest in children, it's one of those unavoidable facts that we have to accept that there are plenty of them around.
A másik, hogy lehet, hogy mi nem akarunk gyereket, de valahogy ez egy ilyen elkerülhetetlen tény, amit el kell fogadnunk, hogy elég sok van mindenfelé belőlük.
Right? So, if we do happen to bump into them, we might as well know how to deal with them.
És ha esetleg valahol beléjük botlunk, akkor lehet, hogy jó, hogy tudjuk, hogy kell bánni velük.
You know, like that. We may have friends who have them, so we can't ignore them.
Barátaink, akiknek vannak gyerekeik, úgyhogy nem tudjuk így figyelmen kívül hagyni őket.
You know, so it has its advantage.
Megvannak az előnyei.
Because it reflects from one relationship into another.
Ez tükröződik az egyik kapcsolatból a másikba.
Right? Means if you can learn one body of knowledge, then you can actually learn any body of knowledge.
Hogyha egy tudás területet el tudsz sajátítani, akkor bármilyen tudás területet el tudsz sajátítani.
So if you learn how relationships work in one situation, then technically you can learn how they function in others.
Ha megtanulod, hogy egy bizonyos helyzetben hogyan működnek a kapcsolatok, akkor abból megértheted, hogy hogyan működnek egy másik helyzetben.
Does that make sense?
Ez így érthető.
Yeah. More of these questions. Well, you didn't say the Balami Mash.
Balami Mash?
Yes.
There's a little child protection leaflet that they translated into Hungarian and given out to the devotees. And this is that actually for brahmacharis it's the best if they have to do as little with kids as possible, as little connections as possible. So how to understand this?
How to understand it? What does it mean?
Make it practical.
practical. Basically means that you don't go out of your way to interact with them if you don't need to.
Ez azt jelenti, hogy a brahmacsári nem tesznek külön erőfeszítést arra, hogy viszonozzon a gyerekekkel, hogyha nincs szüksége.
Right? Means the kid is sitting there minding their own business.
Ott ül a gyerek, csinálja maga dolgát.
Right? And then someone who's not their mother, you know, will walk over to them and pinch them on the cheek and go, oh, so cute.
És amikor valaki, aki nem az anyukája, oda megy hozzá, megcsípi az arcát, és azt mondja, jaj, de kis aranyom.
Right? So the brahmacharis don't need to do that.
A brahmacharik ezt nem kell csinálni.
You know, in other words, if it's necessary, kid's there, it's, you know, there's some problem, then you might deal with it, or there's some danger, you may deal with it, or, but other than that, then, you know, there's no need to cultivate a relationship with them if you don't have an interaction with them in some service.
Hogyha esetleg úgy néz olyan a szituáció, hogy van valami probléma velük, vagy valamilyen nehézségben vannak, akkor természetesen részt vesz a kapcsolatban, de nem tesz külön erőfeszítést arra, nem viszonyul hozzájuk, hogyha nincs valami szolgálati oka.
Right? But that doesn't mean one avoids them, you know.
Ez nem azt jelenti, hogy így nem törődünk velük, hogy így nem veszük őket tudomásul, hogy ott van, léteznek.
That means one doesn't, you know, make that, how you say, you know, endeavor to connect. Does that make sense? Is that okay?
Is it you?
Yeah. Some other question?
De mondjuk mi egy olyan kis közösségben, mindegyere, ahol vagyok, nem tudom, néhány tucaton, akkor hát elkerülhetetlen, hogy egy kis szobába, vagy egy-két szobába élünk, hogy a gyerekek, és aztán szülők, és brahmacsárik, szóval mindenki találkozik mindenkivel, hogy ott. És akkor elkerülhetetlen, hogy a brahmacsárik meg játszanak a gyerekekkel, vagy foglalkoznak velük.
They have a small community, like a few dozen of buildings, and the whole building where they are is just two rooms, so it's kind of unavoidable that everyone's together at the same time. The brahmacharis are also there with the kids, and they also play around with the kids.
Saying it's not a problem.
It's not a problem, right?
But see, there's a line.
Van egy vonal, egy határ.
It starts on the western side of Poland. Continues down on the western side of Czech, then Hungary, and then along Slovenia and Croatia, and then eventually meets the ocean at the Mediterranean. It starts at the Baltic, I mean, yeah, and ends down at the Mediterranean. Right? So to the east of this line, people are more a little bit in touch with the Asian kind of personal value system.
Az emberek jobban kapcsolatban állnak az ázsiai emberi kapcsolatokban lévő értékrenddel.
So they can generally distinguish between lots of varieties of different relationships.
És általában tudnak különbséget tenni a különböző kapcsolatok változatossága között.
Right, you know, you have this relationship with your mother, that with your father, then grandparents, then mother's grandparents, father's grandparents, you know, father's, you know, brothers and sisters, mother's, but all this kind of stuff. They're a little bit more able to handle.
Képesek viszonyulni ehhez, hogy más kapcsolatod van az apáddal, az anyáddal, a nagyanyáddal, a nagyapáddal, az anyád nagyanyával és nagyapjával, az apádéval, az anyád testvéreivel, az apád testvéreivel.
Like that. Tudom, just to mention a few. Like that. In India, they have different names for all these. I don't know if you have them, but just. Yeah, okay. So then, as you go across that line, then you get into this place called Europe. They have less ability to make these distinctions.
Right?
Then if you continue farther west, there's another line. It kind of starts up around, I think it's, which is on the west? It's Finland's on the west, right? Starts down Finland, I think. Finland, then it goes down past Denmark, goes around Holland, France, Spain, Italy, down Africa, down to the, you know, the Cape. When you cross that line to the west, then they really have problem telling the difference between relationships. Right? So they themselves generally have they are uncomfortable with the concepts of how you say conjugal or sexual relationships. They're very uneasy with them.
Nagyon kényelmetlen nekik ez az egész elképzelés, ami a szerelmi vagy szexuális kapcsolatot illeti.
So these kind of topics are not for them just how you say just a normal part of life and existence. It has its place, it's dealt with appropriately, and outside of that, life goes on. Right? Does that make sense? So it kind of becomes mixed up with everything else in their life. Right? So because of this, then they try to point out, means the farther west you go there, and basically until you hit another western line, then it switches again. Yeah, it's a line that starts up around Alaska, then goes south until it gets down to California. Right, then it heads east, you know, along Texas and the Caribbean until it gets to Florida. So kind of what's north of that, east and north of that, then that's where the real essential problem is. Does that make some sense? Yes, no? So because of that, then people that can't tell the difference in relationships have a tendency to figure the rest of the world can't. Right? And so therefore, then everybody gets to follow their directions on so-called social, appropriateness.
Right.
Along with other elements of social appropriateness, like jeans, tank tops, McDonald's, Pizza Hut, you know, equality of men and women. Like that. It's a package deal. So, main point is if you're all comfortable, then you deal with what is comfortable and what you know is naturally within your culture. So careful with being careful. You could reinterpret it to mean that in getting involved with the children, you may be quite comfortable with that as long as it doesn't invoke that you want one.
Értelmezheted úgy is, hogy kényelmesen tudsz viszonyulni gyerekekhez, hogyha vannak körülötted, addig, amíg fel nem ébreszti benned a vágyat, hogy te is akarjál egyet.
Right? Because like you see, is that one lady has a child, and then other ladies that don't have one, or had one long time before, seeing the cuteness and the interaction between the mother and the child, and that then many times they say, oh, I want one.
Egy gyakran van, hogy van egy nő, akinek nincsen gyereke, és van egy barátnője, akinek van gyereke, vagy a másiknak már nagyon régen volt kisgyereke, és akkor látja, hogy jó, milyen édes ez a kisgyerek, milyen aranyos, milyen szép, ahogy viszont az anyukájával én is akarok egyet.
Does that make sense?
Ezt
yeah. So if you have a determination to remain a brahmachari, and by being with children it invokes the idea to not be one, then one avoids.
Hogyha eltökélt vagy, hogy brahmachari maradj, és a gyerekekkel való társulás beteszi az elmébe, hogy esetleg ne maradja az, akkor jobb, hogyha elkerülöd.
Yeah. But if you don't, you know, they're just small devotees, and you know, you deal with them appropriately, then it doesn't matter.
De hogyha nem érez a hatás, hanem csak úgy látod őket, mint kis bakták, és megfelelően bánsz velük, akkor nem baj, nem nincs probléma belőle.
Right? That makes sense? Because otherwise, see, in the... Yeah, no, we won't get into that. Okay, leave this one. Some other questions?
You can use the...
Yeah, you can use the other one. It's a variety. No questions. All questions have been answered.
Hmm?
Oh, okay. Just giving an opportunity to others.
Yes.
You mentioned somewhere sometime that to think that I want children, or to make the decision that I want to have children, comes because someone has the emotional need and they want that kind of interaction that takes place between the mother and the child. What if the mentality of the mother isn't so motherly, but wants to face that interaction, and then based on that thinks that, okay, I'm at a certain age, and it's more like a conscious decision that this is the time when this should happen, and, but it's not because someone has that nature that she's so motherly and wants to take care of all those things. Is that a right thing to have this come because of a conscious decision instead of that emotional need? Or?
Generally, the emotional need will arise if one has the children.
Általában ez az érzelmi igény ez felébred, hogyha valakinek már megvan a gyereke.
But basically, if you had a your upbringing was okay, and the environment in which you saw other kids grew up was basically okay, so it didn't leave any major psychological, you know, scars.
Hogyha te egy normális közegben nevelkedtél, vagyis a barátaid normálisan nevelkedtek, és nincs valami nagyon mély sebb, amit a felnőttél, a sorát tapasztaltál.
Then, by having the child, the natural affections will be awoken.
Akkor, hogyha van gyereked, akkor ez a természetes szeretet iránt, ez felébred.
But, if the upbringing was such that you don't want to have a child because what you went through, you wouldn't want anybody else to go through.
De hogyha azért nem akarsz gyereket, mert amint te átmentél, azon nem akarod, hogy bárki másnak át kelljen mennie.
So if you have some doubts, then go interact with someone else's kids for a while and see if you want to maintain that stand or whether you want to change your mind.
Tehát hogyha ilyen kétségeid vannak, akkor próbálj kapcsolódni másoknak a gyerekeihez, és nézd meg, hogy milyen hatással van az rád, és hogy fenntartod ezt a elképzelésed, vagy gondolkodásmódod, vagy megváltozik attól, hogy kapcsolódsz azokhoz a gyerekekhez.
Because the point is working with someone else's kids, if If one has attachment to kids, it would be the same working with their kids, working with your kids.
Ugye valaki ragaszkodik a gyerekekhez, akkor ugyanolyan neki mások gyerekeivel lenni, mint a saját gyerekével.
If you don't have an interest in kids, then by working with others' kids, you'll see kids for what they actually are.
Ugye nem érdekelnek a gyerekek, akkor amikor mások gyerekeivel vagy dolgod, akkor úgy fogod látni őket, ahogy valójában vannak.
Right? And then you can decide whether you want to continue in that pursuit or not. You know. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not so great to have a child and then not really give it attention.
Right?
If you only want to put in half an hour, hour a day with the kid anyway, then basically you can either get yourself a nanny, full-time nanny who will take care of the kid. You know, so if you're wealthy you can do that. Or go interact with others' kids, you know. You know, work in the gurukul, work in the daycare, some place where you have limited interaction with the kids for limited time. Go babysit someone else's kids. Right? Then you can understand whether you want to continue or, you know, yes, your philosophy still stands. Yeah. So by this, you should be able to figure it out basically in the first few interactions anyway. So it's not that this is a long-term project. Does that make sense?
Azért vannak, akik elég, már hogy mondjuk nők, vagy családok, házaspárok, akik elég sokáig húzzák, amit a már 35, nem tudom, 40 felé járnak, és akkor jönnek rá, hogy mégiscsak kell gyerek. Na, hogy mondta, hogy nem egy hosszú táv, hogyha ez hamar kiderül, de...
You mentioned that it's not a long-term project, but sometimes we see that there are buddies, couples who are married for so many years, and just when they're like 35 or even older, they realize that they actually do want to have kids.
No, but I'm saying that process of interacting with someone else's kid to see if you actually want to deal with them or not. No, but otherwise then it's a matter of you have to see what's the reason that they don't want kids. That's all. You know, was it their upbringing, therefore they don't want kids? They just don't want to deal with other people. You know, they like that. They don't want the trouble. You know, they're under the idea it's more, you know, more advanced to not have kids. Like that. But then, if one took that element, then wouldn't it be more advanced to not get married? You know what I'm saying? So you have to see what's the actual reason. But technically then, if one wasn't going to have kids, one would avoid sex. Because sex is kind of a strange activity that creates children. So if one doesn't want children, one would naturally avoid the process that creates them.
Hogyha valaki nem akar gyereket, akkor természetszerűleg elkerüli azt a folyamatot, ami gyerekeket eredményez.
Does that make sense?
Ez így értető.
You know, like that. So... More questions.
Több kérdés?
No?
Több kérdés?
Ah, he's got it. The Brahmacharya again.
Hogy vihazták a kisgyereket?
vagy hogy brahmacháriaik brahmacháriaik maradnak. De hogy a grihaszták, akik hogy nem lesz gyerek?
Is it something that can work that grihasthas don't have kids or that ladies remain brahmacharinis?
It's possible, but generally it's not the main desired activity or situation, let's say. You know what I'm saying? It's natural, because that means you're going to have the element of that closeness will automatically then want to expand that into children.
Természetes, hogy legyenek gyerekek, mert ez a közeli kapcsolat automatikusan felébeszti azt a vágyat, hogy legyenek gyerekek.
So there would generally be something behind it why they wouldn't want children.
Általában ez valami oka, hogy miért nem akarnak gyerekek.
It's not the natural position between a husband and wife.
Nem a természetes helyzet a férj és a feleség között.
Yeah. Does that make sense?
Ez így értető?
Brahmacharinis, they can do it, but then that means they're not interested. Means they're not really interested in expanding the feminine needs. Means they are women, so they do have to address them, but they keep them as minimal as possible. And it would require that their connection then to, you know, Krishna and devotional service is what gives them their security. Does that make sense? Then it works. You know? Something else.
Yes. I heard the dialogue between two grihasthas. One recently had a child and was trying to convince the other man that actually the only reason why grihasthas don't want kids is because they're responsible and they just want to be comfortable, and actually it's the duty of grihastha couples to have kids, and it's the higher thing to have kids rather than to get away with the easy life and not have them. Csak hallottam egy párbeszédet, egy grihastha férfi beszélt egy másikkal, és arról próbálta meggyőzni, hogy igazából ez csak a bakták lustasága, és az, hogy nem akarnak felelősséget vállalni, hogyha grihaszták azt mondják esetleg, hogy nem akarnak gyereket.
On one level I would agree, but on another level the false ego of the grihastha with the kids that's saying that I wouldn't agree with. Because the element there is, since when is it ever the easy, comfortable path to please a woman, whether she has a child or whether she doesn't?
Mert mióta lett könnyű és kényelmes út elégedetté tenni egy nőt, függetlenül attól, hogy van gyereke vagy nincs gyereke.
So one senses in that statement a person that's actually not that sensitive. And I'm not saying what their philosophy, I'm saying the person themselves is not necessarily sensitive, so they think that they just had the child and then the endeavor to get more money and, you know, do all the little things like that, then that's there.
Tehát ez a személy, aki ezt mondta, úgy néz ki, hogy nem nagyon érzékeny, és azt gondolja, hogy az a lényeg, hogy jól van, akkor megvan a gyerekem, most meg majd dolgozok, hogy bejöjjön a pénz, és akkor ennyi.
One might say the comfortable life is knowing that one has children, that when you grow up, they're going to take care of you.
Lehet azt is mondani, hogy kényelmes élet az, hogyha gyereked van, mert akkor azt gondolod, hogyha föl fog nőni, akkor majd gondoskodik rólad.
You could also take it that way.
Így is lehet nézni.
Right? Or it's comfortable sitting there, you know, on the sofa with your kids as they're giving you all kinds of attention and they're pleasant and nice. You could call that comfortable.
Vagy lehet azt is mondani, hogy kényelmes élet az, hogy van gyereked, akinek a figyelmének a középpontjában te állsz, és ott van, és szórakoztat téged, és te meg csak ülsz hátra törve egy díványon, lehet mondani, hogy ez kényelmes.
Right. Or sleeping in the bed with your child there and knowing somebody's there rather than, you know, husband and wife are sleeping in different beds because they're not planning to have children.
És mennyire kényelmesebb, hogy egy ágyban aludhatsz a gyerekeddel, mint amikor a férjnek meg a feleségnek külön ágyba kell aludnia, mert nem terveznek gyereket.
So my point is why use the example of comfortable life?
Tehát az a, nekem az a pontom, hogy miért ezt a kifejezést használjuk, hogy kényelmes élet.
So that means then the most comfortable life then is that of the brahmachari.
Ez azt jelenti, hogy akkor a legkényelmesebb a brahmachari élete.
Right? Because he doesn't have to deal with all the insanities of, you know, the male-female relationship.
Mert akkor neki egyáltalán nem kell foglalkozni a férfi és nő közötti kapcsolatban lévő őrülettel.
Right? So are then they are irresponsible?
Felelőtlenek lennének?
You know what I'm saying? In other words, for this argument, take a different line.
Tehát ehhez az érvhez, érveléshez egy másfajta, tehát másfajta irányba kellene közelíteni.
Right. The duty is there, okay, it's the duty of grihasthas, but based on what?
Jó, mutatjuk, hogy a grihasta kötelessége, de milyen alapon?
You know what I'm saying? Who says they have to have kids?
Ki mondja, hogy kell, hogy legyen gyerekük?
Right? I mean, Shastra says they should have kids.
Shastra mondja, hogy legyen.
But there's two aspects of that. One is they should have children because then the child will do the Shraddha ceremony and carry on the line. That's why you see in the Shastra and the stories and there's always a great endeavor or great anxiety if they don't have a son.
Ezért látjuk a Shastrában a történeteket, hogy mindig olyan nagy aggodalomban vannak, amikor nincs fiúk.
But we don't have that particular injunction.
De nekünk nincsen ez a parancsolat.
Right. So then it's basically just looking at the psychological need of the individual for these elements and aspects of relationships that come by having producing the child and taking care of the child.
És akkor már csak azzal, hogy mi a pszichológiai szükséglete az egyének ahhoz képest, tehát azzal kapcsolatban, hogy létrehoz egy gyereket, és hogy felnevel egy gyereket, hogy van gyereket.
So then in that case, then to avoid, if those needs are there, to avoid that because of the thought of the trouble it will be, that's not good.
Hogyha ott van ez a szükséglet, de az ember azért nem foglalkozik vele, vagy azért kerüli el, mert túl nagy nehézség lesz belőle utána, az nem jó.
So I guess in that way you could define that as comfortable life.
Tehát hogyha ebből a szempontból nézzük, akkor mondhatjuk azt, hogy a kényelmes életet választja.
But in this argument, comfortable was not defined.
De ebben a vitában a kényelmes az nem volt meghatározva.
And its actual connection to the Shastra and one's devotional development.
És a Shastrahoz nem volt kapcsolva, és az ember odaadó szolgálatban való fejlődéséhez.
So by this argument, even if someone was convinced and had children, they still wouldn't know why they had them or what they're supposed to do with them.
Tehát úgy néz ki, hogy aki ezzel érvel, nem tudja, hogy miért van gyereke, és hogy mit kell vele kezdenie.
The discussion to encourage someone to have children should show the benefit for, you know, the parents and for the child.
Amikor azzal érvelünk, hogy próbálunk meggyőzni valakit, hogy legyen gyereke, akkor meg kell mutatnunk, hogy miért válik ez a szülők hasznára, és miért fog a gyerek hasznára válni.
Does that make sense?
Ez így érthető?
Not just, I have children, I'm suffering, so everybody else should also.
Hogy nekem van gyerekem, én szenvedek, úgyhogy mindenki más is szenvedjen.
Right? That, it shouldn't be like that. It should be that these emotional needs, if they're there, if they're not addressed, then you may have problems.
Inkább az a megfelelő érvelés, hogyha vannak ezek az érzelmi szükségletek, és az ember nem foglalkozik velük, akkor lehetnek problémái.
Right. So unless you have some other plan how to overcome these emotional needs, then yes.
Tehát, hogyha nincs valami más tervet, hogy legyőzd ezeket az érzelmi nehézségeket, akkor igen.
Then children are good.
Akkor jól vannak gyerekeid.
Right? Means you see in the early days the devotees were married but basically there were hardly any kids.
A korai a kezdeti időben a bakták sokan házasak voltak, de alig volt valaki, akinek volt gyereke.
Right? You know, Prabhupada never made any comment that I know of.
Nem tudok róla, hogy Prabhupád valaha tett volna valami megjegyzés, hogy legyenek.
Didn't say they were nonsense for not having kids.
Nem mondta, hogy milyen haszontalanok azok, akiknek nincsenek gyerekei.
Same time he'd say, why get married if you're not going to have kids.
Ugyanakkor azt is mondta, hogy minek házasodsz meg, hogyha nem lesznek gyerekei.
You know, so it's one of those things that just, you know, why go in the kitchen if you're not interested in eating something?
Ez egy olyan dolog, hogy minek részben a konyhába, hogyha nem akarsz enni valami.
You know? Like that. Does that make sense?
Is it yet?
You know, so it's, in other words, it should not become one of these topics like, you know, do you offer obeisances in the temple room if the sannyasi or guru comes in or do you not?
Ez nem egy olyan beszélgetés, mint ez, hogy ajánljuk a hódolatunkat a templom szobába, amikor bejön egy szanyászi vagy guru, vagy sem.
Right? That there's this one absolute, unchangeable answer that at all times, all places, all circumstances, that it's always done, and the question is answered, and it's very obvious and gross for my understanding, and so then now we can harass everybody that it must be this way.
Tehát ne legyen az, hogy erre egy olyan abszolút választ várunk, ami mindig, minden helyen, minden körülményben, minden időben érvényes, ez pont úgy van, változtathatatlanul, és nagyon nyersen és egyértelműen megmondja nekem, hogy ez így van, és minden időben ezt kell alkalmazni, és most én ezzel halálra zaklatom mindenkit, hogy ezt meg így kell lennie.
Right? So don't make this particular topic into one of those.
Ez a téma ne legyen egy olyan téma.
Right? Like that. In other words, someone maybe become more purified, they're more aware of themselves.
Lehet, hogy valaki tisztább, jobban tudatos magáról.
They're less, inspired by or driven by issues.
Kevésbé inspirálják az ügyek.
Right? So they're able to see things, and so then they start a family. If they needed to start a family, better late than never. Right? But if they can be realistic, if they need better earlier. Generally what's recommended is training before marriage, that you can extend.
Általában az a javasolt, hogy a képzés házasság előtt van, és azt ki lehet nyújtani.
But once you're married, then you're a grihasta.
De mikor már megházasodtál, akkor már grihasta vagy.
Right? All the brahmachari training and study, you do it before.
A brahmachari tréninget és a tanulás az előtte csinál.
Right? And then, as a grihasta, then one's a grihasta.
És aztán még grihasta, az ember grihasta.
Does that make sense? Like I remember in our temple, somebody who was there as a brahmachari, I guess, was getting married. I think maybe, or maybe they were from somewhere else. I don't remember. But I remember that the brahmachari is okay. So you're getting married. You're putting on white. Right, but you should still keep wearing, you know, saffron kopins. Yeah, you know, then all the brahmacharis were satisfied that okay, yeah, you know, but still. So not like that. Do all one's brahmachari training, then get married. Don't then, now that one's married, now suddenly one becomes very renounced and detached and, oh, being with the family is maya. No, you do all that before you get married. Right? Like that. Your dhoti is also just an ordinary piece of cloth.
A dhoti is egy közönséges ruhadarab.
Made of material energy.
Ami anyagi energiából áll.
Right? But you don't say it's maya to use a dhoti.
De nem mondod azt, hogy maya dhotit visel.
Right? Why?
Miért?
Because the dhoti is engaged in Krishna's service.
Mert a dhotit lefoglalod Krishna szolgálatában.
Right? So engaging the family in Krishna's service
Így amikor a családot foglalod le Krisna szolgálatában.
Why is that Maya?
Az miért Maya?
Right? Now one may say, okay, the dhoti, you don't just, now one may say, oh, it's so much more endeavor. Right? But the dhoti, you have to wash it, you have to keep it clean, you have to fold it up, you know, you don't just throw it around everywhere. Right? That's for bachelors, not brahmacharis. Oh, just a tip. A tip. A brahmachari tip here. Those brahmacharis that can easily, without a problem, maintain all their stuff very nice and orderly without any problem. Right? You look in their locker, it's clean and tidy. Right? Those are the ones that can, if they want, remain brahmachari.
Azok, akik tudnak, hogyha akarnak brahmacharik maradni.
Right. The ones that can't leave a mess everywhere, then as when they were younger, their mother had to pick up after them, azok need to get married, and then their wife will pick up after them.
Azok a brahmacharik, akik rendetlenek és minden szana széthagynak, amikor kicsit gyerekek voltak, akkor az anyukáik pakolt össze mindent utánuk, és aztán az anyuk, a feleségüknek kell majd mindent összepakolni utánuk.
Right? Brahmachari means one who does not need women, not one who doesn't like women.
Azt jelenti, hogy valaki, akinek nincs szüksége nőkre, nem azt, aki nem szereti a nőket.
Does that make sense?
Ez így érthető?
So if you need someone to feed you, take care of your clothes, make your bed, clean up after you and that, then hari bol.
Hogyha olyan brahmacari vagy, akinek szüksége van arra, hogy etessenek, gondoskodjanak rólad, összerakják a ruháidat, akkor
majd... Or stay at home and live with your mother. Don't move into the temple.
Maradj otthon és rakjál az anyukát, a ne költöz a templomba.
Does that make sense? Just a little side, you know, how you say, tricks of the trade, right?
Csak egy pár ilyen mellékes, trükkös világítás.
Hogy itt azt látom, hogy a gyerekek a 4 éves kortól, 5 éves kortól maguknak mosnak, főznek, takarítanak, mindent csinálnak. Nálunk Magyarországon a szülők nem tudom, hogy el tudják-e viselni, hogy a gyereknek nem mosnak, nem csinálják, szóval nem tudom, 10-10-valahány éves korig, hogy így mindent összekészíteni, szendvicset csomagolni, és akkor... Hogy ezt csinálta, hogy a gyerekkel magára mosassanak, takarítassanak, dolgoztassák már 4 éves kortól.
He sees it here, even little boys who are like 4 or 5 are able to take care of themselves, wash their clothes, do things in the kitchen. He can't imagine that parents in Hungary would allow the kids to do these things for themselves until they're like teenagers. And they can't stay away from packing their lunch, washing their clothes, doing anything.
The living entity feels secure when they're needed. So then if the child needs them, then there's a meaning to their existence. And their existence will be secure. So even though the child could do things themselves, and even though the parents could very easily teach them, the tendency is not. Because then you're dependent. So if you're dependent, there's a meaning to your life. So that's why generally the parents have a tendency to not train. Right? The man won't train the kids to be tidy because then that would mean he has to become tidy.
Right?
And the women don't train the kids to be tidy because then what are they going to do?
És a nők meg azért nem tanítják a gyereket arra, hogy rendesek legyenek, mert akkor ők így fognak csinálni.
Definitely more service to the temple or chanting your japa or reading would not be an alternative.
Persze, hogy több szolgálatot végezzenek a templomnak, vagy többet japázzanak, vagy olvassanak, az nem egy alternatíva. Right?
It's only tasty when you're supposed to do it, and you say, no, that's Maya, and then you go off to the temple and leave your kids there. You didn't catch that? In other words, if the kid does not actually need you, then that's a problem. So, and instead of, and one will sit around worrying about my kids don't need me rather than chanting a few extra rounds or reading some Bhagavatam.
Right?
There'll be more taste out of I haven't trained them, my kid does need me, but that's Maya and now I'm going to go chant my rounds and read some Bhagavatam. Because I feel more renounced, just therefore more advanced.
Hogyan veszem rá a szülőket, hogy hagyják békén a gyerekeinket?
How can you get the parents to leave the kids alone?
I don't know. I think you could check. I think Pink Floyd had a whole kind of like a seminar on that.
So Pink Floyd tartott egy egész szemináriumot
erről. Like that. They had a few songs just on that topic.
Volt egy pár dolog, ami csak ezt a témát kívánok.
But I'm not sure if it worked. It's not a matter of leaving them alone. It's a matter of perception. Okay, let us take quality time, the definition of quality time.
Nézzük meg, hogy mi a minőségi időnek a meghatározása.
Let us take a Western family.
Vegyük egy nyugati családot.
And let's take an Asian family.
És vegyük egy ázsiai családot.
Western family means quality time for the Western family.
Egy nyugati családban a minőségi idő
generally means that they're all doing exactly the same activity together in the same place, same time, and same kind of enthusiasm.
Általában azt jelenti, hogy ugyanabban az időben, ugyanabban a helyen, mindannyian ugyanazt csinálják együtt, ugyanazon a lelkesedéssel.
Right? And if anybody doesn't want to take part in that at that time, oh, they don't care for the family or just want to do something on their own, or
valaki nem akar ebben részt venni, akkor ó, nem érdekli a család, csak magába akar valami csinálni külön.
Right, because only if there's directly observable physical interaction and common, you know, smiles or unhappiness on their face at the same time, then they don't feel that there's bonding. They don't feel there's bonding.
Úgy érzik, hogy csak akkor,
if it's
amikor,
not happening.
Csak, hogy amikor együtt vannak, és együtt van ez a fizikai közvetlen kapcsolat, és együtt mosolyognak, vagy mindenki együtt sír, akkor van az, hogy együtt vannak igazából, akkor tapasztalják azt, vagy értékelik úgy, hogy együtt vannak.
So in other words, even though they claim, the Westerners, that they are the ones, you know, how you say, the champions of individual development,
bár a nyugatiak azt mondják, hogy ők az individuális fejlődésnek a csúcsai,
they actually expect everyone to be exactly the same.
Igazából azt akarják, hogy mindenki ugyanolyan legyen.
Right? Therefore, the individuality doesn't develop.
Ezért az egyéniség nem fejlődik.
Right? Now, on the Asian side, then even though there may be a tighter or stricter social or family structure,
az ázsiai oldalon viszont lehet, hogy annak ellenére, hogy van egy szigorú vagy struktúráltabb társadalmi felépítés,
Generally there's much more liberality on what aspects of that strict culture they are following at any one time.
Általában sokkal liberálisabbak abban, hogy ennek a struktúrának milyen aspektusát követik egy bizonyos
időben. Someone's in the kitchen doing cooking, someone's studying, someone's out doing something else. Fine, they're all together.
Más csinál, nem baj, mindegy, itt vannak.
Right? Does that make sense? In other words, since the sphere of activities is specified, then because they're following that specific group of activities, they consider themselves all doing the same thing, even though this activity may be different. It has the same value. Right? It's based on the same value system, therefore it's similar. Does that make sense? Well, the liberal, there is no value system. So how do you tell that, you know, what each member of the family is doing actually has a common point that you can call them a family?
Hogyan tudod azt mondani, hogy amit a különböző családtagok csinálnak, abban van egy közös pont, amit örök egy család.
Father has one value system, mother another, child another. So unless they're all sitting in the living room on the couch, all at the same time pushing the button on the remote for the television program, then they're not doing something together. How do you identify? Because there's no common platform of interaction. Does that make sense? So if there's a common value system in the family, which is there unfortunately by training, then they won't be able to leave the kids alone. Right? I saw one Asian family. Big. I think it was mother, father, three kids. They go to the temple. And they come to the temple together. They get out of the car together. They walk up to the temple together. And then after that, they all go in different directions. You know, wife goes into the pajari room, husband went into the kitchen, the kids went here, went there. And then, you know, 2, 3, 4 hours later, whenever the program's finished, then they all come back together, get in the same car, and go home and talk about what a nice time they had together at the temple. So they saw we were together at the temple. You know, but men have their interests, women theirs, and kids theirs. And so we all were pursuing our own individual interests in Krishna consciousness. And they're very happy. Right. So the actual problem is the underlying insecurity that unless someone's doing exactly the same thing I'm doing, then there's no meaning.
Hát ott van ez abból fakadó bizonytalanság, hogyha valaki más nem csinálja pont ugyanazt, amit én csinálok, akkor nincs értelme.
Right? Just rather than they're happy that they're in the house doing some Krishna conscious activity, and at appropriate times they come together and interact. Does that make sense? Like that. Because then, instead of your relationship is based on I have to wash your clothes because they can't do it, it can be based on something else.
Mert így a helyet, hogy arra alapulna a kapcsolat, hogy ki kell, hogy mossam a ruhájukat, mert ők nem tudják ezt megtenni, valami máson is alapulhat.
Right? Let the kid clean their room, and the time that you would clean their room, spend that cooking nicer prasadam, you'd probably find the family would stick together more.
Hogyha hagynád, hogy a gyerek takarítsa ki a szobáját, akkor azzal te nyersz időt, amit arra fordíthatsz, hogy még finomabb prasadamot főzzél, és akkor látnád, hogy akkor még jobban egybe marad a család.
Right? Means kids and husbands don't go somewhere else if there's great food at home.
A gyerekek és a férfiak, vagy férjek nem mennek máshova, hogyha otthon nagyon jó az étel.
Yes, no?
Igen.
Means you find, let's say, your Asian families have the most kind of restrictive family value systems. They interact minimally with the outside world. But if you check, they have the most developed cooking cuisines and recipes of anywhere in the world. Right? And the more you open it, then the more you have to eat at fast food places. Right? So, mother wants to do something rather than all the things that the kid could be doing.
Az anya akar valami csinálni, akkor ahelyett, hogy mindazokat a dolgokat csinálná, amiket a gyerek is megcsinálhatna.
Do the stuff that they are not able to do.
Inkább azt csinálja, amit a gyerek nem tud megcsinálni.
Right? Like that. Keep the house nice and clean.
Legyen a ház
Cook
tiszta.
Fabulous food.
Főzzön nagyon finom ételeket.
Does that make sense?
Ez érthető.
Yeah? Like this applies anywhere. You could probably, if you made a study of the enthusiasm of the Brahmachari Brahmacharini ashram, on it's enthusiastic, it's growing, you know, they're really dynamic on when it's going up or when it's going down.
Mi történik, amikor nagyon lelkesek és dinamikusak, amikor megy fölfelé, és amikor ez nincs, és megy lefelé.
You might find, if you did a really careful study, that it might be going up and down as the quality of the temple prasad goes up and down.
Lehet, hogy talán már összefüggés a között, hogy az szerint megy fel és le, hogy a templomi prasad a minősége megy fel és le.
Right? So it's like, if the prasadam is good, then no one's thinking about getting married. Prasadam is bad, they think about getting married. Right? Then once they're married, if their wife can cook, then they stay in the house. If she can't cook, they go somewhere else to eat. But it may not be the temple. Does it make sense?
De ugye a főzésen túl is az egész elv az kiterjeszthető egy templom közösségre vagy egy játrára.
Yeah, cooking, the whole principle can be used on the whole temple reaction.
Mm-hmm. Prabhupada said we're the kitchen religion. Everybody has to eat. So since you have to eat, you might as well eat something that tastes nice. Right? So if you can cook things that taste nice, then there'll always be people there. Right? Very simple. Right? If you put extra effort into nice prasadam, you'll have to put less effort into, you know, psychologically reanalyzing for the millionth time everybody in your temple because they're freaking out. Right? Because everybody is happy and they work hard. You don't have to put into fancy clothes, this, that, fancy arrangements. Right? The brahmacharis will live under a tree if they have fabulous prasad. Right? But even if you have a fabulous ashram, all facilities,
right?
Means you just walk in there and either push a button, or because you walked in there, the water comes on at the set temperature and all those different things.
Ezek a dolgok, hogy belépsz az asramba, és vagy meg kell nyomnod egy gombot, vagy csak attól, hogy beléptél már a víz pont olyan hőfokban folyik a csapor, ahogy ez neked szükséges.
I don't know if you know of such a place, but but if the Brahmacharya's not good, you might find that the turnover of the Brahmacharya's is quite quick and they're all going out and getting married.
És az a filozófiája, hogy amikor kezdőbakta voltam, én is betonkitkítettem, azt mégis egy fagyot.
Sometimes temple presidents want to save money on food, and they're saying that when I was a beginner in Krishna consciousness, we were also eating solid khichdi, and I'm still here.
Yeah. And where does that temple president eat?
És hol eszik az a temple president?
At the temple or at home?
Hát mondjuk pont a templomba.
De
hogyha akarok, akkor azt, amit akarok.
But if he wants, then he can eat whatever he wants.
Yeah, that's the point. Also, if we take like that, okay, he's still there. But now, go back in time to the time when he was eating solid khichdi. And how many people were there? And then there's him, one. So you had 45 then, and you have you, one now. So if that's the proportion you want of those who are going to maintain full-time devotional service is 1 out of 45. Hey, save money. But it's like this. I'll give an example. I think Zurich has always been famous for book distribution. Devotees that go out means we're talking German Swiss here. Right? So similar to the watches, right? The watches. Right?
Yes.
10 o'clock they go out, 6 o'clock they're back. 8 hours. And they would distribute the most books of basically any temple in the world. Then it was found out that they're not really reading the books, they're just distributing them. So every day from 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock, the book distributors read the books. Means the ones they're distributing. Right? And then from 6 o'clock, from 12 o'clock to 6 o'clock, now 6 hours instead of 8 hours, they went out and distributed books. In 6 hours, they got more done than they were doing, distributing more in 6 than they were in 8. Because the raise in consciousness and like that. So the same way is, you're saving money because there's less money. And why is there less money? Devotees are less enthused. Devotees are less enthused means there's less production of money. You see? So if they're more enthused in the same amount of time, they'll produce more. Right? Also, one has to also look at it, unless he came already married, the temple president is not necessarily still a brahmachari. Right? So there's other outlets for the need of the senses. Right? So he can go home and there's maybe a nice atmosphere there, or nice places to sit, or he can listen to music or do different things, But the brahmachari is still there in that, you know, how you say, low economic zone of four walls and a floor and a ceiling. So then, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So you have to see the more full picture. The temples are made nice because then there's more engagement of the senses in the Lord's service. It's clean, right? It's nicely maintained. You know, you just whatever is your facility, then you make it look good. Then it's attractive. Then one likes to be there.
Right.
Because brahmacharya means that you're fully engaged in the Lord's service without any distraction that's there due to family life.
Brahmacharya azt jelenti, hogy minden, amikor bármi eltérítene, tudod végezni az Úr szolgálatát, anélkül, hogy szükséged lenne a családi életre.
Not that, you know, brahmacharis are there, they're tough, you know, they chew on pieces of wood in the morning, you know.
You know,
like that kind of thing. You know, like that. That's not brahmacharya. Because otherwise, unfortunately, they won't remain brahmacharya, and as they are, they'll become grihasthas. Those aren't grihasthas. And then they'll produce children, which also may not be what you'd call children. And so then your whole problem of a dysfunctional social system remains. You know what I'm saying? So we're not saying that just by having good prasad, all of your problems will go away. But at least there'll be 15 minutes in a day when you won't mind all the problems that are there for the other 23 hours and 45 minutes. That makes sense? Yes? No?
Hát, hogyha kap köszönő levelet Egerből, akkor azt mondja, hogy komolyan vettem a most elhangzottak a proszádom ügyben.
Thank you letter from Eger in some time, then you can know that he took seriously your advice.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, well. Yeah. If you have nice... I saw one time where you have Los Angeles, that's a big temple. At least in the 80s it was. I don't know about now. And basically it was known as the Grihastha center of the movement. I forget how many brahmacharis in that there were, but it wasn't that many. But they had hundreds and hundreds of grihasthas. So then this one cook came, and they started cooking for the temple. They were visiting, so they were there for some days. So the first day they cooked, then, because it was a different style of cooking, no one could quite figure it out. Second day, same. Third day, they decided that this is nice. Right, fourth day, this is good. Fifth day, the grihasthas started eating there. Right? I can't say what happened beyond, because after 5 days they left. Right? But that's my point, is that if you wonder why no one comes to the temple, try having good prasad. The word will get out.
Right?
When it comes to good prasad, generally the word goes around.
általában, hogyha a jó prasádom híre az messzire elmegy.
Along, of course, with good prasad means serving prasad properly.
Persze az, hogy jó prasádom, az is jelenti, hogy megfelelően felszolgálom.
Right? No use having something good to eat, but it never gets on anyone's plate.
Nem csak, hogy nagyon jó az étel, de sose kerül senkinek a tányérjára.
Or it all gets on one plate, while everybody else doesn't get.
That's vagy egy tányérra kerül, és mindenki right. Másra nem kap belőle.
All the rice ends up, I mean, all the bakuras and that run up on one plate, and everybody else ends up with the rice. You know? Not like that.
Egy embernek a tányérán van az összes bakura, és a többieknek a rizs marad.
Once serving prasad, this person, he was very good at serving prasad. This story is to illustrate. Oh, it's just for fun. Don't take it as an example. This is what we should do. So the person was serving a very efficient server. He was serving pakuras. He comes to this one devotee. He gives them whatever was the quota of that time around, because they're cooking them, so he's bringing them as they're cooking.
Right.
So there's like 100 devotees, so they have a big, you know, container of pakuras. Then the person, he gives them whatever it is, one pakora, two, like this. They say, give more. So he gave them more. And he started to move on. And he said, no, you have to give more, this, that. So many, he started making so many arguments why he had to get more. He gave him a handful. He still wasn't satisfied. He was still complaining. You know? Then he just took the bucket and poured it over his head. Even though the others in the room didn't get the fun of eating the pakuras, they all had a good laugh at this devotee sitting there, you know, with pakuras like this. You know. So everyone had a very good laugh. So then, besides good cooking and good serving, there also must be decent eating. That doesn't mean by volume, that means by culture.
Yeah.
Next question.
Hogy úgy néz ki, hogy ha az elveket követjük, hogy akkor biztosítva van a jövő.
Seems that if we follow the principles, then the future is assured.
De hogy mindig tele vagyunk aggodalmakkal, hogy mi lesz a jövő, hogy akkor.
But we're always full of anxiety about what will be the future.
Hogy a közösséggel mi lesz, és akkor a templomépítés, és a gyerekek, és ez, és az,
what
és amaz.
What will be the community and the temple construction and the children.
Szóval ez a bizonytalanság, ez a Krishna tudatunk hiányosságából fakad. Szóval vagy hát abból kell, hogy fakadjon akkor ezek szerint, mert hogy az elveket követjük, akkor meg biztos a jövő.
Insecurity due to our lack of Krishna consciousness, because if you don't follow the principle, then the future is guaranteed.
Szóval belül tudom magamról, hogy nem követem az elveket, csak álmodok róla, és so azért vagyok bizonytalan.
Is my insecurity due to the fact that I know the principles, but I don't follow them, and that's why I feel insecure?
The whole point is the body, mind, and words be engaged in the Lord's service. So now you're fully engaged. Right? So now, but if you follow all these things, that means that then your engagement will be in other, possibly other areas. You know, something like, okay, now will be anxiety how to get money. Instead of, how are we supposed to spend all this money we get? Or now it's the anxiety, we have no one to do this, no one to do that. As opposed to the anxiety of how are we supposed to engage all these hundreds of devotees that are here. You know what I'm saying? So, anxiety will always be there. it's just a matter, you just have to choose whether you want it to be positive or negative. Right? Dharma creates artha. Right? So that's always there. And with artha, then the senses can be engaged in the Lord's service. Right? Does that make sense? So, therefore, if you are taking care of the devotees and seeing that everybody is being Krishna conscious, right? They're all smart, so they'll do something for Krishna.
Right?
So then it's a matter of making a concerted effort to engage everybody in their various areas of Krishna consciousness, because they're enthusiastic, rather than just trying to find people to do the bare minimum because no one is enthusiastic.
Inkább mint hogy erőfeszítést tegye, hogy egyáltalán legyen fogalmam, mert nincs ott a lelkesedésük.
Does that make sense? But always thinking about something is what makes it work.
De az, hogy mindig gondolkozol valami, attól működik.
Right? The residents of Vrindavan, all they do is think about Krishna. So they think about him, they're worried about him, they're,
you
know, all these things. So, making arrangements. That will go on.
Ez folytatódni fog.
You know, that won't change.
Ez nem fog változni.
Yeah. So, as it is now, you're fully engaged.
Ahogy most vagy, teljesen le vagy foglalva.
But the main thing is to see that everybody else is.
A fő dolog, hogy gondoskodj arra, hogy mindenki más is ne legyen.
You know what I'm saying? In other words, it's not having the nice facility that creates the temple.
Más szóval nem attól templom egy templom, hogy jó körülményeket teremtünk.
It's the atmosphere that creates the temple.
Az atmoszféra az, ami a templomot teremt.
Right? I saw one temple go from just a small room.
Láttam egy templomot, ami egy pici szoba, úgy indult, hogy csak egy picike szoba volt.
To where over like 30 years now they bought the whole building.
És 30 év alatt megvettek egy egész nagy épületet.
Right? And have redone it that it looks like a traditional temple.
És úgy felújították, hogy most úgy néz ki, mint egy tradicionális templom.
But they had never at any time that was what they were trying to do, make a big temple.
De sosem az volt a céljuk, hogy csináljanak egy nagy templomot.
They always focused on working with the devotees and engaging the devotees, and then naturally the devotees would do all that.
Mindig
the temple president doesn't do that.
Hogy együttműködőek legyenek a bakták, és hogy milyenek a bakták közötti kapcsolatok, és a bakták csinálták ezt meg, nem a templom prezident csinálta.
Right? The temple president doesn't build the temple.
Nem a templom prezident építi a templomot.
The community does.
A közösség építi.
Right? They're so happy with the place, and it's been going on steadily for so long, now the community is putting their money into and overseeing the construction.
És olyan szilárd a közösség, hogy a kongregáció lelkes, hogy a saját pénzét beletegye, hogy felépítsen egy templomot.
But all they did was see that the devotees were Krishna conscious.
De ők csak annyit csináltak, hogy arra figyeltek, hogy a bakták Krishna tudatosak legyenek.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
So it's simple. Early days, devotees didn't care what they lived in because they were just so happy. Early temples were generally rent the cheapest place in the cheapest part of town.
Az első templomok azt jelentették, hogy a város legolcsóbb területén bérelt ki a legolcsóbb lakást.
And so you have this big empty building that the only furniture is the vyasasan and the altar.
És volt egy nagy üres terem, ahol az egyetlen egy bútordarab az a vyasasan volt és az oltár.
Right, and maybe a table for putting books on to sell.
És egy asztal, amire könyveket lehetett tenni, hogy eladjuk.
And everything else was just walls, ceiling and floor.
Minden más csak falak voltak, plafon és padló.
But it was spotlessly clean.
De szeplőtlen tiszta volt.
And the prasad was fabulous.
És a prasad az fantasztikus.
So nobody cared.
Úgyhogy senkit nem érdekel.
I mean, you can't have furniture, I'm not saying.
Lakshmi Patinak 10 év után vettünk egy ágyat.
Lakshmi Patinak, he said, Brahmachari is when asking a question after 10 years, he got a bed.
don't get attached.
I must go to say.
Ikeából van, nem olyan tartós, nem kell.
It's IKEA, I had said, it doesn't last so long.
Ah. Oh, but the mattress will be there.
No, that's so much
right. The folding part will break, but the rest of it. Moving up. Congratulations.
See?
Now, all these other guys here, maybe they should maybe consider, did they move out of the temple too early?
Hát, hogy a többiek azt fogják ezek után gondolni, hogy túl hamar költöztek ki a templomba.
Lehet.
And then what does he get after another 10 years? Does he get a gets a side table with a lamp?
Egy kis asztal, egy kis
lámpával. Majd az adott helyzet adja.
See what's the situation.
Oh, okay. Wouldn't want to spoil him, right?
Nem akar elkényeztetni.
Basically, if you have nice prasad, the bathroom actually works. And in the winter, you don't freeze to death in the temple. What else do you need? Because you already have kirtan and discussions about Krishna and like that.
Yeah.
Anything else? Oh, I thought she said MMM. I wasn't sure if it was just another. Okay, yeah, then?
And they may find it very difficult to take on the attitude you've been speaking about that should be the real male approach. And how can the ladies help men with this kind of mentality?
You have a cage.
Okay, ketret.
And inside there's a button.
És a ketrecen belül van egy gomb.
And also in there's a rat.
És van benne egy patkány is.
When the rat by accident pushes the button,
amikor a patkány véletlenül megnyomja a gombot,
it gets some food.
Kap egy kis ételet.
After a while, the rat figures out, if I push this button, I get food. So, in the same way, whenever they're doing things right, respond to that. Right? I mean, anyway, when they do things wrong, then you're responding to that also. Right? In other words, if they do something right, acknowledge it rather than you're having a bad day, so they should go on the thing of you know, figuring out it's a bad day and adjust it. No, just respond nicely. And at the same time, don't find faults. Because if you don't find faults in them, then they'll have a tendency to be more kind. That makes sense. That's all that we can discuss in the time that we have. Does that make sense? But that'll work. Because after a while, I mean, of course, unless you've taken them down for testing, and when they did the, how you say, the CAT scan, they found that there was a vacuum between their ears. There was, you know, it's a scan that they do on the head to see if there's a brain there and how it's functioning. But if they find that something's missing there, there's just a hollow. Right. Then they would probably notice that when I do this, she's nice, and when I do that, she's not nice. Then eventually they might start putting two and two together. But it takes time. You know, it means the male ego is not very big. Right? It means compared to the female. But it's very dense. Right? Like that. You know, the female is takes up the whole universe, but you can it'll adjust around.
Right.
It kind of lets the male egos move through it. Well, the male ego is a bit impenetrable. But as in anything that's hard, once you crack it, it's finished. Yeah. In other words, women are four times more clever than men. Use it. Okay, so we'll end here.
Nagyon szépen köszönjük Maharajnak, hogy ennyi időt szánt ránk.
Thank you, Maharaj, for spending so much time with us.
Okay. És aztán várjuk a következő találkozást.
Look forward to our next meeting.
Okay.
Srila Bhakti Vidya Purna Maharaj ki.
Good luck and survive the next week's program.
Egy fél perc türelmet akkor még mielőtt a további programról beszélünk.
Elbeszélek a mikrofonba. Szóval máma van Manjari Matagyinak a születésnapja. 25 vagy mennyi? És akkor most... hát a születésnap magában semmi, ugye az születés-halál egy platform, viszont ez egy jó alkalom, hogy kifejezzük a hálánkat, mert azt tudnotok kell, hogy nem lett volna ez az utazás, hogyha ő nem vállalja, hogy hát lehetett volna, hogyha valaki szeret szerencsétlen kerülni mindenféle nyarcodás nélkül egy országba, akkor neki mindenképp javaslom, de hogy ő befektetés, vagy energiát és időt fektetett bele ebbe az utazásba, akkor azt teszi lehetővé, hogy így tudjuk élvezni most ezt a zarándokutat. Úgyhogy, hát hol van a világ? Igen, hoztunk. Úgy küldtek virágfüzét. Manjari Mataji ki! És akkor még köszönjük egy doboz kárt is. akkor hát ennyi. A lapom azt tegnap volt neki Márkadaszival, és akkor így tegnap lapom azt. És akkor viszont a következő program az 1:30-kor ebéd, és 3 órakor találkozunk a főkapunál. Holnap 4:30-kor megyünk el a csakrába. Hozzon mindenki 2 liter vizet magával, mert se úgy, hát útközben nem nagyon lehet, és ott meg egyáltalán nem lehet. Kivéve, aki tud csapi vizet inni, annak nem probléma. De hozzatok magatokban 2 liter, vagy amennyit megisztok egy nap, hogyha 4-et, hogyha felett, amennyi. Jó, az annyi az útra valót, reggelivel, ebéddel várnak minket, és este 9-re fogunk holnap visszaérni. Jó.
Így, most akkor ének a lehetőséggel, én szeretném megköszönni Sétvegyi Prabhunak, hogy elhozott, hogy itt lehetek, hogy mindenki várva várja, hogy mikor megy Indiába, mikor egy kvalitámokra megy, mikor lehet minden csinálni. Úgyhogy nekem nem kellett könyörögni, hogy jöjjek, hanem ő kért meg, hogy jöjjek el. Úgyhogy neki szeretném megköszönni ezt a lehetőséget, voltáknak meg, hogy elviseltek és itt lehetek köztetek, egy nagyon lehetőség. Eljönni a dámmal, egész más, hogyha egy jó társaságban lehet lenni, úgyhogy köszönöm szépen, hogy itt lehetek veletek. Igazából Istennek kell lenni, hogy valaki ilyen virágfizéreket
jön.
Nem értem, is arra kellett, szóval nem sokkal jobb.
Srila Prabhupád ki, jaj! Srila Mayapur ki, jaj! Mitály Góra Prabhupád.
Ezeket visszavinni, ez jó lesz.
De ezt egész nap kell viselni.
Táncolni.